Well, it's all about origin, isn't it, boys, as we lead into the decider on Wednesday night. Both sides have had some problems. COVID issues for Queensland, New South Wales, injuries and COVID as well. And I thought we'd catch up with a man who played six games for New South Wales. He also played 244 NRL games. He won a premiership back in 2003. I speak of Blues legend Craig Gower, and he's on the line with us right now. G'day, Craig.
G'day, Mark. How are things, buddy?
Mate, really well. Good to catch up as always. And I'm sure you're like everyone, really enjoying your rugby league and also State of Origin. And, mate, this is going to be huge Wednesday night, a decider at Suncorp Stadium, and the Blues heading in as the short price favourites. What are you expecting Wednesday night?
I mean, I'm expecting a Blues victory after what they delivered last game. And obviously, if Cameron Munster's ruled out, I'm not too sure if that's the case so far. You know, he's a massive loss for the Queenslanders. Certainly, trying times for, both teams really leading in. It's not the ideal preparation, but it's whoever handles that and the occasion. And, I'm sure with Nathan steering and Teddy and the rest of them, I think, they've got the quality to do the job.
What are your memories of Suncorp Stadium, going up there with a sky blue jumper on and tackling those Queenslanders? It can be a bit intimidating, and we've got a debutante who we spoke to a little earlier in Jacob Saifidi. What are your memories, Craig, of Suncorp Stadium it being packed?
Yeah, I've had some good memories up there. Obviously, '97, we had a decider up there against Queensland. That was in the, obviously, Super League days, and then, in 2005, with when Joey just dead set put a clinic on for the boys, and we just sort of let off him, and everyone just done their job, and he certainly masterminded a great victory for New South Wales.
Gary, why do you think there is? What's the difference playing, say, at Suncorp as opposed? I know the fans, etc., and they're mad, but is there something that you could put your finger on saying the difference playing up there as opposed to down here?
I love playing up there, Dave. It's just one of those places. It's just a great atmosphere. For any player that's, aspiring to play, there's no bigger occasion than playing at Suncorp. It's a fantastic stadium. They're so close to you, and with the fans just giving you a golf ball, it's a great place to play.
Craig, how does New South Wales get Munster out of their heads? I mean, everyone's saying, you've got to win now. You win easily now because Munster's not playing, and that's a sure recipe to lose, isn't it?
Oh, it's certainly, that's not the mindset you want to be going into a game with. It's all about yourself and your preparation and going through the same things that you need to perform on the night. And, I'm sure that Freddie and Brandy and Bedsy are certainly nailing that home, at present. It doesn't matter what team Queensland puts out there, they're always in there with a fighting chance. And obviously, you go back to Paul Vorton's day when he was coaching, and they cleaned us up. So certainly, that's certainly not the way that the boys would be approaching the game, for sure.
Gowie, you as a halfback, mate, you've got to win the battle in the middle of the field before you can win anything else. Now, we have a debutante, Jacob Saifidi, starting in the front row. You think he'll go okay?
Well, I think so, Gal. He's been around. It's a big occasion for him. He's got to step up. It's like anyone, and yourself, until you get out there and get the job done, there's always going to be question marks about yourself. But, he certainly can put himself on the mat with a strong game. Clinically, you just have to get out there and make his yards, be strong through the middle, and defensively, just hold that middle. So, I'm sure he'll do the job. There's other guys around him that, will certainly have to step up and lead the way, and, hopefully he just jumps on the back of it and gets the job done for the boys.
Gary, you had much to do with Nathan Cleary. I don't think you live out Penrith way anymore, but, being a former Panthers half and premiership-winning half, have you had much to do with him at all?
No, I'm back out of here now, bud.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, he's dead set like 400 metres up the road from me. So. Yeah, so obviously when I was going into training and so forth, I see. But I haven't done any work with him or anything like that. So just occasionally socialising and the rest of it. But he's a fantastic talent. He's way above his years in his ability. You just see the way he responds to, you know, to certain situations. You know, obviously from the first game, you know, he caught the bit of criticism, but he came out and just, you know, he's the way he should be on the field, and he's done the job the way he knows he can, and it just shows you how classy he is, and, you know, he's such an integral part for, you know, both teams, I think, Penrith and New South Wales.
I think he hit on the head there. I think he is a classy bloke on and off the field. He looks to me as though he's got time for everybody. He seems to do everything right, as in, you know, with the punters and, you know, going and signing autographs and getting photos and all that sort of stuff. He seems to have time for everybody. And we say it regularly with regards to Panthers when we're up there. After a game's finished, I know it's easier when you've won, but they'll spend up to half an hour out on the paddock, you know, getting selfies and stuff with the fans. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, they're certainly doing a great job there. You know, you've seen over a number of years and, I think that, you know, Gus has been a big contributor to that, obviously, with the, you know, the infrastructure of the juniors and so forth, because the amount of kids that are coming through and pushing their way through into first grade is unbelievable. Don't get me wrong, you know, when you've got Ivan at the head and they're just doing their job and they're all playing for each other, you know, you look at the way that they just keep delivering, you know, week in, week out, year on year. And, you know, they're going to start losing players, but you see these other young guys coming through, and it's, you know, it's great to see from my point of view, just seeing all these young guys being nurtured in the system, because, we've got a great system out here, and it's, you know, we sort of neglected them there for a while, and they're coming through in a flourish.
Well, it's great to see the Panthers still producing New South Wales Origin players as well, of which you were one, Craig, back when you represented New South Wales those six times in the blue jumper. Good on you, mate. Lovely to catch up and enjoy the footy over the rest of the weekend and, of course, on Wednesday night when New South Wales hopefully goes up to Queensland and claims that shield yet again. You're a good man, Gowie. Catch up soon, eh?
Thanks very much, boys. Appreciate it.
Well done, mate. Craig Gower, the Panthers legend, and, of course, played those six games for New South Wales, and he was part of the New South Wales team that won the decider in Brisbane in the Origin Series in 2005, where he came off the bench and was off the back of that Andrew Johns masterclass.